I'm Michael Hernandez. KRWG News Time is 7:45. Monday, March 5th, is the deadline President Trump gave Congress to come up with a solution to DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. Edmundo Resendez spoke with U.S. Senator Tom Udall to get an update on where DACA stands.
Senator Udall, thank you for joining us.
Always a pleasure. Always great to see you down here.
Senator Udall, the Senate had what many term to be a historic debate last week regarding DACA. It was historic in the sense that each and every senator was encouraged to come up and give their proposal to what they felt should be a fix for DACA. Yet, nothing came of it. What happened?
Yeah, it was a very sad circumstance to see us not be able to produce something. You know, 5 years earlier, we passed comprehensive immigration reform. And this, one of the central parts to this is the Dreamers. I mean, what wonderful young people, intelligent, capable, part of our community. I mean, many of them are working in various professions. They're doing tremendously important things. And they're some of our best and brightest. And so I want them, just like President Obama did, putting DACA in place, to have them be protected by DACA and put them on a path to citizenship so they can become citizens of the United States. And I think that should be a fairly simple task. We tried to do that as part of a big comprehensive package, and President Trump torpedoed us. The proposal that he had was surfacing and going well, and many of us had been working on bipartisan proposals. And just before we took the vote, he tweeted and said it was a horrible thing, and he said all these very bad things about immigrants. And the next thing you know, his proposal out of the four got the fewest number of votes, 39 votes. So he ended up defeating his own proposal, and there were many other good proposals that that were out there. Unfortunately, we didn't get to vote on amendments, because I would have liked to seen some amendments really focused on the Dreamers and making sure that they were protected, taken care of, put on a path to citizenship, but that didn't happen.
Do you see more cooperation this time around coming from Republicans that are coming forward with their counter proposals to ensure a path to citizenship and long-term solutions for DACA recipients?
Well, there were a little more than a handful that were on a bill and pushing for a bill. That isn't enough in the Senate. We would have needed we would have needed 11 or 12 is what we were shooting for. We only got about two-thirds of the way there. Most of the Democrats on the proposal by Senator McCain, I think most of us were in line with that and on that proposal. Some of the other proposals that were much more radical and punitive and speaking to what I consider the really bad, mean, nasty side of the immigration debate. And then there was President Trump's proposal, which, as I said, he torpedoed near the end. And so I really hold him and the Republicans, especially in the House, responsible for our failure to put the Dreamers on a path to citizenship.
Are you willing to vote in favor for a wall to get a DACA deal?
I have spoken up consistently against a wall. I think it's too expensive. I think a wall isn't the solution to what we're looking for. I mean, what has happened with the president and his proposal for a wall, and I don't even think he knows what he means by a wall, we've closed off all the other issues that are out there. I mean, a lot of our problems with people being illegal in the United States have to do with visas rather than a crossing of the border. A lot of the situation is that workers from all across the world want to work in the United States. They may not want to be citizenship, but we have a totally broken system in terms of allowing people to get here if Americans can't be hired. I mean, one of the things we do all the time is require citizens to we require them to advertise and say Americans wanted for this job. And until they advertise and spend time trying to recruit Americans, they can't hire foreigners. But we have that situation going on, and still many industries, agriculture, construction, and many others, cannot find the workers from Americans, and so they turn to immigrants, which, yeah, they're fantastic workers from everything I hear.
Senator Udall, I want to thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Real pleasure being with you.
That was U.S. Senator Tom Udall speaking with Edmundo Resendez. To hear the entire interview with Senator Udall, tune in tomorrow during Images at 5:30 p.m. on KRWG and KRWG.org.